Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Republican Donald Trump says there will be no second presidential debate with Democrat Kamala Harris. Trump is campaigning in Arizona, Harris in North Carolina.
We will move forward because ours is a fight for the future, and it is a fight for freedom.
Attorney General Merrick Garland today pushing back against claims the Department of Justice has been weaponized for political gain. Garland telling DOJ workers,
you deserve better. You deserve gratitude for the noble and difficult work you do.
Six UN staffers have been killed in an Israeli airstrike. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
It underscores once again the urgency of reaching a ceasefire, because that's the best way of ensuring that we have a genuinely protected space throughout Gaza.
CBS News Brief, I'm Heather Bosch.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will consider if the Wisconsin Elections Commission should have appointed a new administrator after Megan Wolf's term expired last year. A Dane County judge ruled it didn't have to. Republican lawmakers in the State Justice Department asked the high court to weigh in. Lower-wage workers in Wisconsin are making more money. Laura Dresser is co-author of a new UW-Madison study.
In these last 5 years, lower wage workers have seen their wages go up by 8% in terms of purchasing power, real value, and high wage workers have only had wages go up about 1%.
Dresser says women and workers of color are still making less than others. She says Wisconsin should raise its minimum wage. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Cases of whooping cough are increasing in Wood County, also known as pertussis. Symptoms begin similar to a common cold. You or your child will have a runny nose, sore throat, sneezing, low-grade fever, and a mild occasional cough. Then you may experience spells of explosive coughing that can interrupt breathing, eating, and sleeping. After a coughing spell, you may make a loud crowing or whooping sound as you struggle to inhale air. If you develop symptoms of pertussis, you should contact your doctor. An appeals court has ruled that a Wisconsin teenager accused of killing a 10-year-old girl will be tried as an adult. The teenager, identified in court documents only as CTPB, was charged as an adult with first-degree intentional homicide and 2 counts of sexual assault in connection with the April 2022 death of Liliana Lily Peters. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers go from QB1 to QB2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. With Jordan Love out for a few weeks with an MCL sprain, Malik Willis is stepping into the starting quarterback spot in Green Bay. Willis says he's been trying to learn quickly since being traded for this preseason.
It's been pretty much around the clock since I got here. That's the reality of this thing. You try to come in and be ready to go if you're called upon. And like you said, you just work each day, and that's it. That's all you can do. That's all you can control, you know what I mean?
The Packers play the Colts this Sunday. Each team will be looking for its first win. The Brewers were blown out in San Francisco 13-2 on Wednesday. Milwaukee has lost 6 of its past 9 games, but the Brewers still lead the NL Central by 8.5 games over the Cubs. The Brewers and Giants wrap up their series today. On Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Many people struggle with a lot of these things, though, like making and maintaining friends, making new friends. Mm. These are things that actually, like, I'm very envious of the people that are good at making friends or can just start a conversation with just about anybody.
What people don't understand is that's why James hired me and Melissa, not because, you know, we're talented or anything. He's lonely.
Very.
That's how he gets friends. He hires them to work with him.
My friend's contact list, it is 3.
Weekdays from 8 to 10.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight to low in the upper 50s. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, high mid-80s. Showers and storms possible Friday night and Saturday, a little more humid for the weekend. High near 80 Saturday, sunshine in mid-80s Sunday.
We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we'll get you ready for the Packers home opener as they get set to host the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday, plus a visit with former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday, September 12th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two today at 4:30, we're going to speak with Jackie Carantini, UW-Madison Extension Wood County's Human Development and Relationship Educator. Right now in studio, our good friend Tom Deary, exalted ruler of Elks Lodge number 693. Tom, it is always good to see you. How you been, man?
Great, James. Good to see you as well.
Appreciate the time, and right out the gate, got to say a big thank you to our friends at the Elks Lodge number 693. You guys put into this community so much, and we greatly appreciate the things that you do, which is part of the reason why not only do you guys have fun events that we like to highlight, but part of the reason why we also want to have you guys on, talk about these events, make sure you get a good turnout, because we know that all that comes right back to the community. Maybe we'll get into some of that in a little bit. I do want to get to this special event bingo that you have coming up, Tom, but yep. We had some other things we wanted to touch on as well. Where do you want to start?
Yeah, well, let's start with the Super Bingo. That's our biggest event that's going to be happening the soonest. So what's going on with the Special Bingo is it's a Super Bingo. We're selling about 160 tickets to that event. I think we're at about 111 sold so far. You pay $5 to get your ticket. That ticket will get you in the door that day, and it can be used as a $5 food voucher to be spent there at the lodge on that day. And then you can buy the packs for the bingo games itself, which are $50 a pack. They can buy as many packs as they want once they're through the door. And the prize money for that will be a grand total of $5,500 that day, split between the 20 games and the blackout. So it'll be a fun day, but they got to get those tickets soon, and they are selling fast. So
I was going to say, I can't imagine, though, you got a lot of them left.
And this is our major fundraiser now. It used to be our fish fry, but you know how things go.
Yeah.
Hard to get the volunteers, hard to get all that. In one day, we made about half of what we, a little over half of what we were trying to target for the year, what we had made in fish fry. Ooh. So we figured we'd do a second one and put us at that mark and maybe a little bit better. Mm-hmm. And that's great. That gets a lot of our programs taken care of for the year that we use those monies for.
You know, this is something that I don't think is lost on a lot of people in our community, but for those that it might be, that we still have Elks Lodges. You know, that we still have something like this in our communities that our parents, you know, were into, and our parents' parents and these things. It's important. It's also important that we keep them around, and we help support these type of events. To think that a fish fry, you know, that would happen with the volunteers and some of that, that happens on our watch. And you guys had this community's back. It's us as citizens to have your guys' back and to show up at these events when we can and everything.
Yep.
So we will be noting volunteering and opportunities for that before we wrap up. As far as the special bingo event goes, this is a fun one, man. This is a fun idea.
This is great. This is fun. Stevens Point Lodge does it. That's kind of where we got the idea. And we were like, why don't we try this? And it was very successful last time. And anyone that comes out to bingo, it's pretty much identical to what we do. Lots of good food, fun time playing the games. Bob Berg and Mike Spranger do fantastic job calling the games and trying to make it fun for everybody. and it's a good day.
I have never, Wednesday night, I tend to be out and coming back around and going past the Y and the Elks Lodge, and I've never once driven past there and not seen that place jam-packed.
Oh, yeah. It's
every full Wednesday, it's full. Yep. It's just it's a fun time over there. Go check that out, everybody, every Wednesday. And be sure to get your tickets and get be signed up and make sure that you can have a chance to reserve your spot to win this big bingo prize. These bingo packs, can they pick them up at the Elks Lodge? Is there anywhere else they can?
The only place they can get them is at the lodge currently. Okay. They're for sale whenever we are open. So the next few weeks, this week we're closed Thursday, Friday, Saturday, because we're at Elks Convention. I'm leaving from here to go to that. Yeah. But next week we should be open Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday night for those last people trying to get those tickets. We have a lot of events going on that week. So we have our regular meeting night on Tuesday. We have a bingo again on Wednesday. Thursday, we're doing a Cards Against Humanity night for our game night. So I thought something fun like that.
Yeah.
And then Friday, of course, we're doing Fish Fry. So that's a way to just get people in the door and get some exposure and hopefully let them buy those tickets.
Yeah. Tom, we'll talk more about the event and some other things coming up. I do have to ask, you mentioned you're going to be going to that conference. That sounds like an interesting conference. That sounds pretty cool.
That's our state conference for our spring, or for our fall session. There's 27 Elks Lodges in the state, and we all come together, exchange ideas, do some classes, some education, and we talk on the issues that we have on the state level.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good time, especially the chair officers that sit and participate and the board and people like that that are required to go to those things. They're a lot of fun, and it really gives you an idea of what the Elks is really about on a bigger level.
I bring this up just out of because I find it interesting, but also I think the audience will, because we've worked with the 693 for a long time.
Yep.
And we know that traditionally some members of the Elks Lodge can be older. We've got you in this position now, a younger guy. When you're going to these conferences, are you seeing people around your age? Are we seeing some younger people keeping this going?
We're starting to be a lot more diverse. Even within our lodge, we've added a lot of younger members in the last couple years, and we continue to do so. People that are more my age and finally kind of figuring out what they want to do. Maybe kids are leaving the house. Now they've got some extra time. They're still working. They're still looking for a place to kind of, you know, do something with the energy they have and not just be home all the time. And it's a wonderful place to do that. So, like a lot of these clubs, we want to see this around. They do important work. It's not just coming out and having a fish fry. It's the things that the clubs provide to the community, not just on the front of, oh, we're a social club, but the scholarships, the things we do at the Focus Center, all sorts of different things that we do as Elks. It's important in those communities, in our communities, yeah.
Yeah, immediately think, I think we do this with a lot of nonprofits. I try to, especially if the community is wondering, you know, take a look at your community, think about how things are. Now think about how it would be if you didn't have the Elks Lodge.
Yes.
You would immediately notice. You would immediately notice the different things that we have so much in life that goes on. It's so many different things that are, we have this nonprofit covering this or this nonprofit doing this. You have the United Way that tries to cover so many bases. Yep. And even with all that being said, there's still gray areas. That's where having an Elks Lodge or something like that really matters and really shows its impact. And that's why we appreciate having our locally here, our Elks Lodge number 693, and why it's important to keep these Elks Lodges and nonprofits like this around.
Yes.
It's great to hear that, man. It is. So I was a little afraid to ask the question, to be honest with you, because I didn't know where the answer was going to go. I'm really happy to hear that this is something that looks like it has a good future, a strong future, our Elks Lodges.
Yes, and you know, a lot of it is volunteerism has been an issue for every one of these clubs.
Yeah.
We're all trying to get younger. We're trying to be smarter. We're trying to respect tradition, but grow with the times and the changing markets. People my age maybe, you know, do things a little bit different than the next generation that's coming up. How we socialize, how we interact, it's different from our parents. It's different from our grandparents. And the kids coming up behind us, I shouldn't say kids, a lot of them behind us are, you know, getting to that point too where they're like, well, what do I want to do? And they have varied interests. So in order to keep those clubs going, you have to match the time and continue to grow your lodge and just be smart about it.
Yeah.
And honor the tradition, but don't be afraid of growth and change.
Well said. We're speaking with Tom Deary, exalted ruler of Elks Lodge number 693. Tom, you had some other notes that you wanted to touch on today.
Yeah, we have a lot of other things going on. One of the big things I wanted to get done in my time in the chair is get some more community events going. We focused on really working on some internal things the last couple years, but we've wanted to get it back out there and get more eyes and things done in the community. So we do have a few things coming up. On October 12th, the Lady Elks will be doing a vendor event at the lodge. So multiple vendors coming in, selling different things. That will be their major fundraiser for the year. Their numbers are not as big as they once were, but the ladies are really trying to get this together, and this is going to be a fantastic event. We're going to help them out any way that they need or they can. So if you are a vendor and you're looking for some place to rent out, please feel free to reach out to us at the lodge. I'll get you in contact with who you need to to progress forward on that. For table rentals and things like that.
We'll make sure to get that information out there before we wrap up today, how you can reach Tom. And certainly we want the details on that so we can talk about it on our morning shows and make sure to hype it up and get them a good crowd. Yeah. And it's great to hear that they still have numbers that to go into what we're talking about here.
And they're doing a good job trying to, again, just like us, get those numbers back up, continue the great work that they do. And, you know, they're a part of us as well, so we try to make sure we have their back. Then coming up after that, we have a Nightmare Before Christmas party that I'm doing. That will be kind of a fun event. I want it to be a fun family event. We've already got a face painter lined up for that event. We've got, we'll probably have the movie going on in the background, some fun kids games, some fun food, finger foods, things like that. And that'll be from 5 to 7 on November 2nd at the Elks Lodge.
I should mention, for journalistic integrity, every Halloween, every Christmas, I watch this movie. It's one of my favorites. I love, love, love the movie. All I heard was Nightmare Before Christmas, and I started thinking about Zero. it's a fun event, man.
Looking at costumes, already looking at fun things to do, and it just happens with Beetlejuice, and other things coming together. Tim Burton's going to be at the front again for a while, so costumes again are encouraged, and you don't just have to be a kid to get your face painted.
Absolutely, yeah. Oh, that's a really fun idea. That's a good event, man.
Yep. Another big one that we'll have coming up later in that month is I plan to do a community Thanksgiving. So what I've got going on there is a traditional Thanksgiving dinner. We'll have the turkey, we'll have stuffing, we'll have all the things that you've come to expect at Thanksgiving. For that, we are looking for volunteers, of course, in the community, and we're also trying to make this free to the community for about 150 people. With the need in the community, we figure there's other places that do this. This is just another offshoot of that we're trying our first year in a while doing it. And hopefully we can get some sponsors to help out with the cost. I'm working on getting those costs figured out right now. It's been a busy work season for me, so I'm catching up on...
You got a lot on your plate, man. Yeah, no pun intended, but yeah, you do. It's understandable.
But it's just going to be turkey, ham, mashed potatoes, stuffing, gravy, green beans and baby carrots, pumpkin pie, and cranberries. And I think... hopefully we'll get some help from a couple of the major ones here to get the cranberries taken care of, maybe some potatoes locally. Anything will help. I'm trying to get those costs passed along so people can make donations to that. They can come and sign up if they want to just help out serving or helping in the kitchen, helping serve the meal itself, or just clearing plates afterwards and things like that. And hopefully we can get this thing paid for and order the supplies and try and get as close to cost as we can and not charge anything for this. I think it's a big impact that we're trying to make, and it's something that definitely is needed in our community.
Yeah. You've done things similar to this before, haven't you, Tom? I seem to remember you
things with, like, we did an event that I did when we first got there called Brunch with Benefits. And that was always fun.
Yeah,
but we just haven't had time to put all that together.
Yeah.
And maybe that's something we'll bring back later in the year or maybe next year. But it's a big undertaking. And usually we'd pick a charity every month. And then from our end, that's really what we were doing on my business side. But it's a fun event, and it'll be great to do the community event and just get the eyes out there, not just on the Elks, but to help out the community at a time where, you know, there's a lot of people that are either alone on the holiday or just people in need that want to come out. So we want to be able to provide a space for them to do that.
Many of us are fortunate enough to know, to have had good memories of Thanksgiving or know what a good Thanksgiving's like. Mm-hmm. And you, with those memories, if you think deep enough, you understand the undertaking that it is to put on a Thanksgiving for you and your family, which can be, you know, anywhere from 5 to 20 people. You know, it could be mm-hmm. a good number of people, and I'm not making light of that. But go ahead and times that by like 3, and that's what they're trying to do here at the Elks Lodge. And it speaks to how much, you know what they need. You know the things that they could use.
Yep.
You know, even reaching out and finding out, hey, do you guys have this yet? To businesses out there.
Yep.
I talk about this a lot because I try to peel back everything. I think that most are, especially locally, our businesses out there, they got good hearts. They want to combine both making a profit and the marketing and all of this along with putting into their community. But to those out there that are just looking at the bottom line, just looking at the money of this, I can reach you too, because there are very few PR opportunities better than being a part of something like this or attaching your business to the Elks Lodge.
Exactly.
It is a win-win situation. Whatever you spend, you're making your money back. You are getting that money. You are hitting ears and hitting eyes that you wouldn't see otherwise. Your business is going to be benefited from this. I don't care how big you are or how small you are. So whoever you are, reach out to Tom. Be a part of this event for all of the reasons I've said, along with many other ones. And not for nothing, man, it feels good to the soul. Like, it feels good to be a part of these things. Whatever, all the different events we're talking about, when you add into these, whether it's your time and your volunteering or it's dollars and cents, I almost guarantee, and I don't use that word lightly, I almost guarantee you're getting any return on your investment, just the goodness that you feel in your soul.
Yes, exactly. Couldn't have said it better. In addition, there'll be one other thing we're working on. So I mentioned the Nightmare Before Christmas. We'll have a giving tree set up then. So it'll be basically, I don't want to go as in-depth as some of the other ones do. You know, we got Toys for Tots, and they're a very well-oiled machine. They do a fantastic job.
Yeah.
On this day, it's basically about getting the things out that people can buy, gather, the giving tree. It'll be basic things that you can go to Walmart and pick up in the clearance aisle now.
Mm-hmm.
Just suggestions for toys, games, things like that nature. And then those will go under the tree at the lodge until our Christmas party. We're going to do a breakfast with Santa on December 21st.
Nice.
And we plan to pass those out there.
Oh, that's so cool.
I think that would be a fun event. And we haven't had one in quite a few years there. So I'd really like to get that going again.
That's
one of my pet projects. And I'm like, I really want to get this done and get those people back in again, get people coming through the door and understanding what the Elks is, what they do in our community, and growing it from there.
You know, also another way of keeping the Elks around possibly too, because these kids, these families, the people that are benefited and helped, whether it's a Thanksgiving meal or it is this great, you know, Christmas idea you have, you are maybe possibly creating future Elk members. I know that I've talked to people that were affected from, you know, helped benefited from the Elks Lodge and they wanted to be members eventually and some of that, or, you know, at the very, even if it's not to that extent, kids bring are sponges, and they learn from us. And if they see us as adults putting in our community, taking time out of our busy days to volunteer, or out of our bank account that we maybe don't have as much as we'd like in there, but we're still taken out of there to add to the Elks Lodge or add to these events, kids see these things and they grow up to want to put into their communities.
Exactly.
It all adds up, and a really fun event, a really fun idea. We really want to help you make that happen, man.
Yep.
As we're getting closer to that time, make sure to we want these details so we can talk about them, bring them up on the air, make sure
and
that
I'm
we're
sure
reminding
I'll be
people.
Back to see you a lot more
oh,
often.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
What we got coming up.
We're going to have a box for you for you can drop your mail off at because you're going to be by a lot, Matt.
That'll be great.
Did you have some other notes there, Tom? You want to touch on?
Just some other things that the Elks kind of existingly does that people may not know we do. We are open select Fridays, so that would be easier to check our Facebook page. I am constantly going online, doing lives, updating our calendar there. I try and do a weekly, hey, this is what's going on so that people can see it. Not everybody's a Facebooker. I get that. We've also been posting out on the doors out front kind of a list of activities of what is going on in the lodge. So people can come out and enjoy those things, whether it be a burger night, game night, fish fries, things like that that are going on in addition to bingo every Wednesday.
You do a great job with that page, by the way. It's a great follow. Be sure to look them up on Facebook, Elks Lodge, Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge number 693. Like that page, everybody. You're doing nice work with that.
Thank you.
And we certainly, as we're getting to our last couple of minutes here, Tom, did you have any other notes or you want to rewind and go over the special event bingo one more time?
Oh, the special bingo again. We'll just touch on that. $5 for tickets. You could buy them at the lodge. We have 160 of them available. And I believe we have 111 sold to this point. So don't wait. Get those tickets. Yeah. Don't plan on them being there day of. We may have a few, but they'll be very scarce. You need that ticket to get in the door. And then you can buy your packs for $50 a piece. Again, there's about $5,500 in prize money we're giving away that day between the 21 games. So don't miss out on the opportunity. I don't think we'll be doing one again until spring, so it's a fun thing.
Yeah. And next Saturday, 10 a.m., the doors will open. Noon, the bingo will kick off.
Bingo will kick off, and we'll have food and fun and kind of made it an Oktoberfest theme for the menu, so it'll be a lot of fun.
Keep in mind, also, every Wednesday, bingo at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693. Doors open at 5. Bingo kicks off at 6:30. It's a great, fun time, and it's also a way to know that you're not only enjoying yourself, but putting into your community, because that is what the Elks Lodge does. Tom, if people have follow-up questions, want to know more about what we talked about today, how can they reach you?
They can reach me at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge. Our number there is 715-423-1930, and you can leave a message on the machine. I check that. If you're trying to get a hall rental in or just want to talk more about stuff, you can reach me at 715-697-9221. That's my direct line. That's my cell phone. It's my business line, so it's always on me. I usually answer. If I can, unless I'm busy, and then I will get back to you.
Yeah. Find out more as well, not only at elks.org, that's elks.org. You can find our local Elks Lodge as well as other great information about the Elks organization in general. Yep. And be sure to follow them on Facebook. Just type in your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge number 693. Keep up to date on all the cool things they got going on. Tom, we'll talk again real soon.
All right. Thank you for having me, James.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
Kamala Harris pulling out to a 4-point lead over Donald Trump in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette poll. A month ago, the race was a virtual dead heat right after Harris got into the race. Poll director Charles Franklin won't call it a post-convention bounce.
We haven't seen much evidence of a post-convention bounce in other polling and national polling. So maybe we're catching a bounce that others haven't caught. Maybe it's happening here, but not nationally.
The poll was taken before Tuesday night's debate. Meanwhile, Tammy Baldwin has a 5-point lead over Eric Hovde among likely voters in the race for U.S. Senate. Wisconsin's bow hunting season for deer starts Saturday. The season runs until January 5th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. September is Food Safety Education Month. Pat Haney, a food safety consultant in Green Bay, says hand washing is the best way to prevent foodborne illness.
The most important thing in the home and outside the home would be hand washing, because that is the easiest way and the most effective way to prevent a foodborne illness. And it doesn't cost anything.
Haney also recommends using separate cutting boards for meat and vegetables to avoid cross-contamination. While saving for college can seem overwhelming, one thing can be certain. Saving for this major milestone is less expensive than taking out student loans. College Savings Month is being celebrated in September. It aims to educate families on the benefits of saving for a loved one's higher education and career training with a 529 college savings plan. You can find out more at edvest.com. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. A judge in Michigan ordered Sean Diddy Combs to pony up $100 million to a man in Michigan for a sexual assault. The man claims Combs drugged him and molested him at a party. Lee Cardello Smith was a bartender who says the last thing he remembered was Combs handing him a drink before he passed out. Cardello is currently in prison for crimes similar to Combs, as well as kidnapping. That Sean Combs is incorrigible. Okay, ridiculous cuteness alert. Travis Kelce and his girlfriend, also known as Taylor Swift, performed together at the U.S. Open. It all happened while watching tennis from the stands. First, there was the requisite canoodling while matches were being played. Then during a break, the Dark's I Believe in a Thing Called Love came on. The couple seemed to sing the song while serenading each other and dancing. Hopefully, for the sake of those sitting close by, Kelce was just lip-syncing. Aren't they just the cutest? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight to low in the upper 50s. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, high mid-80s. Showers and storms possible Friday night and Saturday, a little more humid for the weekend. High near 80 Saturday, sunshine in mid-80s Sunday.
We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio Dodge County clerks backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling. Oh, it's just a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer at 10:33 from the recombobulation area. Hour number two. If you know some young wannabe aviators, young eagles, don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday, September 12th, 2024. Have your host, James, here, and we are joined by one of our favorite people, Jackie Carantini, Human Development and Relationships Educator with UW-Madison Extension, Wood County. Jackie, how you doing?
Good.
sun is shining.
Appreciate you being here. Always enjoy talking with you, Jackie. And we appreciate so much of the information you have shared with us over the years. Today, we're going to touch on a subject of planning ahead. And this is an important one. And in our kind of pregame here, as we were talking, I had to kind of get right to the recording. Because for one, if I stop, I'm probably not going to say what I'm about to say. But also, I have a tie into this too. In the last... I would say it was almost a year ago now, but it doesn't feel like it. We lost my papa, my grandpa, and he was my last grandparent. He helped raise me. He meant a lot to me. And the men in my dad's side of the family, we are very the same, many of us. And we are all planners. We are all people that like to have things in order and like to take care of people. It's a big part of who we are. And it's a big part of our identity. And we also love football. And this week, my dad and I did not see this coming, but this has been a really hard week. It's the first time in either of our lives the football season starting, and I've told the audience this already. I picked up my phone at least 3 or 4 times just in the last 2 weeks to call him and realizing, oh, he's not there. My papa was, as I mentioned, a planner and knew that the end was coming and was preparing for that for years leading up to it. And then we lost him. And then a bunch of chaos happened because he thought he had so many things planned, but there were so many things that as smart as he was and as good of a planner as he was, he didn't have set up. So now my dad and I find ourselves wanting to do some of these for him and have them set up. So my brother and my sister and I don't run into some of these similar problems. I know that this one not only touches you and many people out there listening, but it's a topic that, boy, you get into this one and the future you is going to be so thankful for this.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, thank you for sharing that. So a couple of things. One, planning ahead is an 8-part series. And that seems like a really long time, right? So 8 hours, and you're like, oh, it's a huge commitment. I will guarantee you that almost every person says, I wish it was longer. The average is people are taking it 2 to 3 times because there is so much. So just like you said, that is norm. But I love that you mentioned the grief piece. So most of our series is on planning. But there is one of the sessions is on grief. And that's a perfect example of what we say is you don't know when it's going to hit you, right? And it could be the next day. It could be 5 years down the road. It could be a memory. It could be an event, like you said, like football. And so even just talking about that and letting people know that, yeah, you could be tooling along for an entire year and then all of a sudden gut punch and, you know, totally takes your sails on like, holy smokes, I'm back at day one. Like it just happened yesterday. And that is normal, right? Like that is normal. I have this little graphic I use, and it's like how we want grief to be. Straight line, A to B, beginning to end.
Yeah.
How grief really is all over the place, and it goes zipping back and forth in circles and spins, and because it's messy. It's just messy, and you don't know when it's going to come out and hit you. And so part of it is, I can't prevent it, and I can't tell you when it's going to hit you. But what we do talk about is exactly that, yeah, this might come. It might, you might be good right now, and then something might happen, and holy smokes, you are literally back at, like, day one, step one. So we do spend some time on that. So even if you think you're super planned and ready to go with everything else, just the grief stuff is good because it gives us some coping tools too.
We're going to talk about some really important things today and some really helpful things for you, but we have already come out the gate. Jackie has already come out the gate with a really important note. It's okay.
Yeah.
How everybody grieves differently, and whenever you feel these things, it's okay too. I appreciate that reminder because even though I've talked to you enough to know better, I still had to remind myself of this. I had actually had your voice in my head last week going through reminding me that it's okay, that is something that's important. And I appreciate that note.
Yeah. It's, again, and I think we don't talk about it enough.
Yeah.
So if you didn't hear that and you're like, oh, gosh, because I hear a lot of people say this about enough time or not enough time or, you know, right? Like if it's a spouse or significant other, like, oh, my gosh, you know, so much time has passed. Why haven't they, you know, got on or dealt with it? You know, it's been 5 years, 10 years. Some people may never get past it, right? And some people might find someone else 2 weeks later, and people are like, oh my gosh, that's so fast. Like, they didn't even grieve. Maybe they did, right?
Yeah.
You don't know. And so it is different. There is no right or wrong. It's messy. Again, it can take the wind out of your sails. and you don't know when it's coming. And usually that's when it's the worst, when it is a memory, it's an anniversary, it's a smell, it's a picture, a bird, a sound, like all of these things, you don't know when it's coming. And so that is the piece. So that's, we do spend a lot of time talking about that that is okay. And yeah. Then what do you do? And how do you turn it into something from sadness to something good, right? Mm-hmm. So then let's use that memory into knowing that if we can remember something positive, a happy memory, a smell, a sound, their voice or, actions that you did together kind of thing, that again, and you and I have talked about this, you get the same happy hormones released mm-hmm. in your head as when you were actually there. So although it is a sad anniversary and it's a sad mm-hmm. moment, you still get good stuff and use it for that, right? So kind of not necessarily trick your mind because you still grieve.
You're training
but
your
you
brain.
We can get good stuff out of this too. So our minds, our bodies are pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. That is pretty cool.
It is natural to miss and to feel sorry or sad about mm-hmm. people when we lose them, but it's great to get early on training your brain to when you think of these people, you don't just immediately become sad, that you think of happy memories first in your brain. You're so right. The brain is amazing what it can do when you give it an opportunity to do these things and you stay on that stuff.
It's
that's nice
idea
that you talk about that in there.
Flip it on its head and go to the gratitude, right? So I don't, but I do, or I did, mm-hmm. what we did have. And again, then your brain flips it. But with that said, I will say one of the things we also talk about is if you can't, and you are stuck in that point where I can't get past it, and I think the word wallowing comes out as a negative, but if it's so deeply affecting you and you're not transitioning out, seek help, mm-hmm. right? There is mm-hmm. nothing wrong with asking for assistance, because sometimes we do need someone else helping us to see the good stuff and to see that life goes on, because sometimes, again, grief can be so overwhelming and all-encompassing that we can't get out of it on our own. So do know that, most people, I wish there was a magic wand and I could tell you how long it would take, but there isn't. But there also, if there is to the point where you don't think you can do it on your own, there is help. So know that there's nothing wrong with asking for assistance and seeking out help if it is beating you up on a day-to-day basis and you can't see tomorrow, or I can't see life without that person.
With the chaos that is, grief and not knowing when it's going to happen or where it could rear its ugly head or any of these kind of things, it's all the more reason why when you can plan certain things to get those done and you have that taken care of the best you can, so that when this, the entropy of life happens and whatever might be, let alone grief, you're that much more prepared and, okay, well, I got that covered. I got that taken care of.
Absolutely. So thank you for saying that. So that is absolutely true. So I love your example. I was going to share an example too of, I've had several folks, friends and family in my life the last couple of months that have passed away unexpectedly. All heart attacks. So none were expected. But it's one of those where in one of the scenarios, it was my aunt. And although it was unexpected, because everybody was very deep in grief, everything that was already done was ready to go. And I'll give an example we talk about a lot. So again, the series is 8 sessions. And a lot of times especially with older adults, and I say, this is what it is. And they're like, I got that done. Mm-hmm. I got that done, right? Mm-hmm. I have a will. I did my power of attorney for healthcare. Yeah. I prepaid my funeral at the funeral home. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all good. That's all great. But what else, right? Yeah. Like, what about the rest of it? So there's the organization piece. There's the sharing piece. There's the crap in your house piece.
Yeah.
Like, the house piece. Like, there's all these other things. But so I'll go back to my aunt. Her and her husband ended up with COVID, and then she had a heart attack. They didn't find her for a period of time, so she was unconscious in a coma or brain dead. And it came to the point where they were going to have to make the decision, do we take her off? And it was great. So great, not in a good way, but I had said to my dad, I'm like, well, did she have her papers filled out? And he said, yeah, she did. And he's like, well, it doesn't make a difference. And I said, oh my gosh, pause. Let's talk about this. I said, so the decision is now not on their only surviving daughter and the guilt to have to turn off the machine because her mom already had told her and had a copy of the piece of paper that said, yes, if this happens, I do not want to be kept alive by the machine. So it's mom talking, not the daughter. And my dad goes, oh, that's true. Like, what a huge relief. And so that's the kind of thing that I want you guys to think about. I want everybody to think about that. Yeah, it's great that we fill this out, but you are giving your family a gift. That mother, my aunt, gave her daughter the gift of not having the guilt or to make the decision to do this, right? It was in writing in the mother's own, you know, words. She signed it saying, nope, I don't want this. Wow, that's amazing.
That's a beautiful gift.
What a beautiful gift, right? And then the same thing kind of moving forward. So again, kind of, again, unexpected death. Weren't planning for it, but what about your stuff? What what about all the junk in your house? Or so this particular woman was a crafter, so she literally had three rooms full of fabric and crafts, and she was also a collector of glass items. And it's amazing when we think the value of the things that we have, because they have memory, they have sentimental value. You paid a lot for them. You might have paid thousands of dollars for this vase. But when it comes to having an estate sale, the reality is it might go for $5. Right? And so part of this is thinking through that stuff. So if you have already done your will and you've done your powers of attorney for healthcare and finance, that's great. But then take that next step of what do you have left? So have you already taken steps to clean the stuff out in your house, to gift or sell the things that you know are valuable or have super memories? You know, so connecting with, you know, the grandson and saying, hey, what's the, you know, the thing that means the most to you? I want to make sure that you get it back, right? And building those things in, because someone else after you're gone, it doesn't have that power. They won't be able to do it. Somebody can walk through your house and take what they want, but it's not the same as you sharing the stories or the memories together, or that you want them to have this. Like, that's powerful. So I, you know, if you're looking for a winter task, you know, go through. The first step is, you know, super easy, you know, kind of keep, toss, donate, and go through stuff. I don't know if you've ever had to go through someone's house, but, you know, going through someone's 20 years of or 40 years of tax returns and looking for savings bonds or looking for, you know, stock that they had from their first job in 1940. No one, you do not want to put that on anyone, right? So part of it is getting your stuff, not only getting rid of stuff, so that keep, donate, toss, but then organizing what you have left. So, you know, we just, I personally went through this. My dad, the bank he banked at and had a security deposit or box at, closed. And so they called him to come and get his safety deposit box. And so he comes home to me and he's like, oh, should we go through this? And I'm like, you're letting me look at your safety deposit box? Like, I'm like, well, what would be in there? You know, whatever. Oh my gosh, this man had 50 years worth of all of our birth certificates. He had death certificates. Oh, wow. He had savings, he had all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, holy smokes. I would have never thought to go to the bank to get that stuff would be in there, right? He had deeds, he had titles, like what, like all of this
stuff.
A lot
of family history.
Right? Wow. Yes, like good stuff. And so part of that is where is your stuff? So one, you know, decide what you're going to get rid of, then organize what you have, and then, make a list of where it's at, you know, so where is it? And I know I work with, you know, older adults, and a lot of people are very private, and they're like, well, I don't want to tell anybody. You don't have to tell anybody. So that's the amazing part of our planning ahead curriculum is we have these amazing checklists. We have all the worksheets and you even get the book. You get a great book. So you can tell your loved ones, I have it all done. It's all where everything is, all of my passwords, because everything's digital now, right? I have it all. It's in this location. This is where it's at. Something ever happens to me, look at my sock drawer. Look at my safety deposit box. Look in the, you know, safe in my closet, like whatever it is. Or there's a shoe box. I don't care what it is, but that's the benefit. So some people come to our series, they think they got all this stuff done, and they do, but just for that, just to get a worksheet to know where all my passcodes are. Contact information. Where do I volunteer? Who, you know, who are my friends? Who needs to be notified? Mm-hmm. Who needs to be, you know, all that stuff. I feel like I'm very close with my dad. Mm-hmm. I would not know that. I do not know the name of the person at the Knights of Columbus that I need to notify, you know, right? Or the person that he goes and he, what's it called when you take horns off or dehorning? Sure. He does dehorning in his spare time, or who he bills hay for. It's like, I don't know that. I wouldn't know that. So that's all stuff that's in here as well. So even, you know, if you haven't started yet, come, because we can get you started on big things. If you've already started and you think you've done some things, we have a great checklist for you to tally where you're at, and then help you organize. And again, how to put it all together into one nice, neat book so that you can hand it off to someone else. And it is that gift that you give your loved ones.
Yeah. Jackie, always value our conversations. I greatly appreciate you sharing this one today. My heart goes to you and yours, and thank you for that. I do think of a couple of things that you mentioned with this. As great of a program as this is, I can only imagine that it's had to grow over the years and include certain things. All the stuff you mentioned is very noteworthy and great to have on that list. One thing to, I don't know if it's on there or not, but has come up for my family in the last year with my papa, and I would have never thought about this, especially with him who was in his 90s when this happened. Right. His Facebook password.
Oh yeah,
that's, you know, like cool, right on. Because that's one of those little things. There's so much of what we plan for. We got the will. We got the big things down, and we think we're good. But there's those gray areas that we don't think of, and things like that. That were, again, he was a master planner, and this man was really good at making lists, and even he didn't think of stuff like that, where, hey, we get his password, we can go on there and let his friends and family know, you know, what is going on. Some of those things to kind of the modern issues that we have with this kind of list and something like this. I think that's cool that that's on there. I had a feeling it was. I would have brought it up off air if I wasn't sure, to be honest with you.
But
one other thing that I do want to really hit on real quick here, and I don't mean this, I mean this lovingly, and I say this as somebody who is very proud of my family and everything. My mother has a black belt in Jewish guilt. She is a master at it. And whatever creed or race you are out there, your family has guilt in it too. So I don't mean to play the guilt card on parents, but as a parent and as well as one that has kids in their mid-20s and getting older, I'm learning more and more. You never stop being a parent. You never stop parenting. And as a parent, one of our jobs is to prepare our kids and have our kids set up. So if you're not going to take this class for any other reason, I'm going to pull out the Jewish guilt card, and I'm going to try to, I want you to do it for those reasons too. And I say that again, jokingly and lovingly, but I do think that this is something that everybody should take, a class that everybody should take.
Yeah. And it actually is designed for anyone over the age of 18. You know, I have young kids at college, and these are things that, as soon as you turn 18, this could happen to anybody. So your advance directives need to be filled out. You need to have these conversations because you're right, some rights as a parent end as soon as they become an adult. And again, we don't talk about this stuff. It's not common knowledge, but it should be, right?
Yes,
it should be. I probably shared with you before, you know, every time I go on a girls trip with my sister and nieces and we're all together, and it's like, I pick up one of these topics and I'm like, okay, do you want to be buried? Do you want to be cremated? You know, what do you want? Do you want a memorial? Do you want this? Like, is there anything special, anything fun that would make, you know, remind, you want people to think of you as, you know, whatever. And you learn so much about people.
Yes.
You learn so much about what is important to them or what they remember about someone else passing away, things like that. So it's good stuff. We need to normalize having conversations so that it's not a big secret. Because guess what? Every one of us is going to die. We are.
Yeah.
And so we need to start talking about it.
Very well said, Jackie. Very well said. With the Planning Ahead program, people want to sign up. How can they do that? Do they need to register for it?
Yep. So two things. One, the book is available to everybody, and you can get a free online version. And so it's actually a a fillable PDF so that you can, you know, keep it going as you change. So I can email people that. Otherwise, we do have a new series starting in October. It'll be on Friday afternoons from 2 to 3. We're going to try a different day of the week and time of the day. It is at Macmillan. You do have to register because I do have to get materials and everything ready to go. So it'll be Fridays starting October 4th for 8 weeks from 2 to 3 p.m. At Macmillan on the second floor. To register, you call the extension office. It is 715-421-8437. Again, 715-421-8437.
And Jackie, if people want to reach out to you in particular, is that also the best way to do that?
Yep, that gets you there. And then, like I said, if somebody wants me to email the PDF version or just more information, all available.
Quickly, and I apologize, I meant to ask this earlier. If I'm only able to take a couple of the classes, I'm not able to take all the classes, is that okay?
Absolutely. So we know that lives are busy and it's a really long series.
Yeah.
But you do get the whole book. You get all of the materials. And I do, for ones that you miss, I do give people the PowerPoint the materials in case they can't come to it. Or if you feel like I already have this done, I don't need that part. But I want to come for this, you know, other pieces. And the week one is just an overview of the whole series. So that's usually a really good one, too.
Love catching up and talking with you, Jackie. Thank you so much for everything you do in the community and hanging out with us. We'll talk again real soon.
Thanks.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you as well. Keep it right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio Dodge County Clerk's backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, it's our popcorn pick of the week at 6:35, featuring Sandy's Popper from Kenosha. Miss Harbor City's Jenna Watkins joins the show, and Al Petrelli from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Vice President Kamala Harris is rallying in North Carolina, telling a crowd.
Two nights ago, Donald Trump and I had our first debate. And I believe we owe it to the voters to have another debate.
But in a social media post, the former president is saying he won't be debating Harris again. Hurricane Francine has moved on, but it's left a mess and some bad memories for Donald Patterson on the Louisiana coast.
I went through Andrew as a kid, and this reminds me of that.
New York City Police Commissioner Edward Caban is resigning 1 week after the FBI raided his home, CBS's Richard Esposito.
He hasn't been charged with anything, but he's become a distraction, and I know he spent the last few days thinking long and hard about this.
No details on what Caban is being investigated for. CBS News Brief, I'm Heather Bosch.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will consider if the Wisconsin Elections Commission should have appointed a new administrator after Megan Wolf's term expired last year. A Dane County judge ruled it didn't have to. Republican lawmakers in the State Justice Department asked the High Court to weigh in. Lower-wage workers in Wisconsin are making more money. Laura Dresser is co-author of a new UW-Madison study.
In these last 5 years, lower wage workers have seen their wages go up by 8% in terms of purchasing power, real value, and high wage workers have only had wages go up about 1%.
Dresser says women and workers of color are still making less than others. She says Wisconsin should raise its minimum wage. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Cases of whooping cough are increasing in Wood County. Also known as pertussis, symptoms begin similar to a common cold. You or your child will have a runny nose, sore throat, sneezing, low-grade fever, and a mild occasional cough. Then you may experience spells of explosive coughing that can interrupt breathing, eating, and sleeping. After a coughing spell, you may make a loud crowing or whooping sound as you struggle to inhale air. If you develop symptoms of pertussis, you should contact your doctor. An appeal